Philly's Power 99, Rise of Ground Morning Show, Mother Knows Roxy Romeo, and Mikey Dread. We have my guy on the phone, Philly, Jersey, Delaware, Tri-State area. This is my guy on the line, Mr. Rob Katz. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, Mikey. How you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. Now, Rob, there have been some things that have been going on via social media, on blogs, online, that we just want you to weigh in on and tell us your thoughts, okay? Biggest story of the week. We've been talking about it every day. Kanye West, his social media account has been deactivated for 24 hours. He has allegedly threatened people. A spokesperson for Meta told CNBC that Kanye violated the firm's policies on hate speech, bullying, and harassment. Can someone be criminally charged for posts on social media?
That's an interesting question, and the whole thing is kind of pathetic when you look at it overall, right? I mean, here we have someone that is behaving in such a fashion that if you read everything, what he's doing is he's making the choice to go public, right?
Right.
So if I text you, it's private.
Right.
Kanye's made the decision to go on social media platforms. And social media, they're private companies.
Right.
So they can make their own rules, right? They can ban you. They can ban you for a day or longer.
Right.
And when you start crossing over into the criminality, can someone be charged?
Yes.
There's a whole host of things that need to happen. Number one, the person who it's directed at has to feel threatened in order for there to be some sort of an assault-style charge.
Okay.
So if the person that it's directed at doesn't feel threatened, then you don't have a victim.
Ah. Now, Rob, you also specialize in hit-and-run auto accidents, rideshare incidents, theft accidents, dog attacks, slip and fall. How can people get in contact with you?
So you can look at our website, KatzInjuryLaw.com. That's K-A-T-Z, InjuryLaw.com. Or you could give my office a call at 610-789-3240.
Lincoln University Office.